Let's get the latest on Hurricane Matthew, which is just off the coast of Florida near Daytona Beach. The Category 3 storm remains strong with sustained winds of up to 120 miles per hour. The governor of Florida now says 600,000 people are without power. Jessica Palumbo joins us from Jacksonville. She's news director at WJCT. And Jessica, what's the situation there?
We are definitely already feeling the effects of Hurricane Matthew here in the Jacksonville area. I'm talking to you from a coworker's house, which still, knock on wood, has power, even though 500,000 people, mostly south of here, have lost power. Our station, WJCT, is in one of the lowest-lying areas on the banks of the St. John's River in Jacksonville. We had to evacuate. That was along with about 450,000 residents who were asked to leave ahead of this storm. We keep hearing from the National Weather Service that it's a one-in-100-years type of storm. So right now we can hear wind howling. We can hear that horizontal rain hitting our windows as the bands of the storm are already hitting Jacksonville. I'm less than a couple miles away from the St. John's River, and everyone keeps saying that's what we need to worry about here with that storm surge expected up to 9 feet, and that could last for a week after this storm leaves. Last night, officials changed their tune. They were asking people to evacuate, but today they said stay put. And we're all hunkering down. Everyone who's still in Jacksonville is riding it out and hoping for the best.
All right, Jessica Palumbo in Jacksonville, thank you. And let's go further up the coast to Sean Powers, reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. He's at the Emergency Center in Glynn County. Sean, what's happening there?
Right. So, from the start, the governor here in Georgia basically said this is not a storm to be reckoned with. It's been said to be the worst storm to affect the state since 1898. And they've advised people to leave, get out as soon as possible. There are 6 coastal counties that have mandatory evacuation orders, including the one that I'm in right now. There are a number of shelters operating in Georgia. But the important thing to note about that is that there, because of federal and state emergency management guidelines, there cannot be any shelters set up in these coastal counties, like the one I'm in right now, or even counties that are immediately adjacent to these counties. One of the big concerns just in the days ahead is coastal erosion. This is a big tourism community. And, you know, as these waves come up, as the storm starts to pick up later in today through tonight, that's going to be something that'll be on a lot of people's minds in the days and weeks to follow.
Sean Powers in Georgia. And joining us now is Jeff Huffman, meteorologist for the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. He's in Gainesville, Florida. Jeff, what's the latest on the storm and its path at this point?
Well, the conditions are approaching their worst right now for the entire state of Florida in the northeast corner of the state, Jacksonville especially. This is almost unprecedented for a storm this size and strength to be coming in at this angle. We've had now nearly 24 hours of continuous onshore flow with high winds and now hurricane force winds approaching the Jacksonville metro area. In the words of the National Weather Service last night and again this morning, potentially a catastrophic storm surge in Nassau and Duval counties in northeast Florida.
Is South Florida out of harm's way at this point?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of talk out there on social media. And, of course, the National Hurricane Center forecast for Matthew is for it to do one of those recurvatures out to sea and maybe loop back. There is the possibility that we'll get another landfall from a much weakened Matthew in about a week. But right now the focus is on east central and northeast Florida.
Does it seem like it's not as bad as it had been expected, or do we just not know at this point?
It's always you have to always answer that. It depends on where you live. A lot of Floridians, you know, say, hey, I was here for Francis and Jean and Charlie and Wilma. I got hit by those storms. But did you really get the core of the storm, the eye that passes over you? So I use that as a reference for, say, our Treasure Coast counties down just south of Cape Canaveral. They dodged a bullet last night. There was a slight deviation in the track a little further offshore. Certainly some damage down there, but as the governor told us this morning, not as significant as what we're about to see from Cape Canaveral north.
And what about the idea that this storm is going to loop back down? Is Florida going to get hit again by Matthew?
It's possible. It's a little early. A lot of uncertainty. Not a lot of strong steering currents on the storm once it kind of hangs out over the Gulf Stream. One thing, though, we do know is that typically when systems make this loop, and it has happened before, the hurricane is not nearly as strong. So what we're looking at now is a really precarious situation and a life-threatening situation in northeast Florida, and especially for anyone listening in the Jacksonville metro area and then moving up into southeast Georgia, the worst conditions in the next 3 to 5 hours there along the first coast.
Jeff Huffman, meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.